And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil and Henry Show.
And this is from the El Pacifico. I'm Margaret Gray.
This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And I'm Bud Dickman. Here's Mr. Mr. Leonard? Mr. Henry.
Yeah. I'd like to be the host of the show, but would you really? Not really.
Well, I am the host of the show, and I don't mind it. I'll take the job. Thank you very much, Mr. Leonard. And
you're welcome.
And Margaret and everybody, and General, how you doing?
Great.
Bud?
Great. How's Vegas?
Vegas was a beautiful thing. Vegas is always great. You know, Vegas is...
Now, you don't do a lot of gambling, right?
No, I don't. I hardly do any gambling. I just like the atmosphere. I like the atmosphere. I like the, you know, the cocktail lounges and the drinks and the food. I like to see the people. I like, I just like the vibe of Vegas. And
it was cold the last time. They were there just 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, we were there to see Franny and Elaine, and this time I was back doing a job working with Kevin Mitnick.
Now, this is a man, he's interesting. He was one of the hackers, right? You said one of the all-time...
Yeah, he's one of the top all-time hackers of all time, you know?
Thank you, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, he's... I looked up a list of so-called great hackers of all time, and Kevin Mitnick is like sixth, I think.
Well, what did this guy do? This guy, in other words, is deserving of our admiration?
Well, what he did, General, is he...
Yeah, see, first of all, he... I'll
do it, Robert, thank you. He got arrested for his hacking activities back... he was relatively young.
Well, how old would you say he is now?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. I put him in his 40s, maybe early 50s, maybe. But he got arrested for hacking, and it's quite a story, and you can look it up. I don't want to go through the whole thing, but he did spend time in prison. When he came out...
He saw the light. He's going...
He saw the light, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. He started his own security company, and that's what he does today. And he consults with people on how to help them secure their, you know, internet, to secure their computer systems and so on and so forth. And
now, you were talking on Twitter about he gave you some tips on something.
Just some stuff on how to, get different phones so you can have code texted to them, because we have this ongoing situation on Twitter where we have, like you, Bud, I think you got locked out.
Why is that?
Because the phone number that, apparently I can't use the same phone number for you that I use for, you, General.
Now, I'm not locked out. I don't think the General is either.
No, we're secure.
I got locked out of my accounts. Are you trying to tell me?
For the time being, man, don't worry about it. Anyway, there's a bunch of stuff you can do when we're doing it. And thank you very much for that, Kevin. It was great meeting you and getting his advice on all kinds of stuff. Because it's a wild and wacky and crazy world that we live in. And that kind of stuff, man, always comes in handy.
Well, what are you? You want to try to start hacking people? You don't want to do that?
No. Why would I? The guy's going straight now.
He's not going to do that, General.
All right. Okay. I don't know what kind of advice you're getting.
Well, how to make things more secure, how to, passwords, all kinds of stuff. He showed me a website that you can go to, and if you think your password's secure, think again, man.
What is that supposed to mean?
Apparently, there's groups of individuals, hackers, and so forth that can collect all these passwords, and you can put your email address in, and maybe the exact password doesn't show up, but versions of your past passwords are there, and they kind of, by a process of elimination...
They try to eliminate and find out which password you're using now.
You're kidding me. I mean, that's out there right now.
Yeah, it is. Why did he show you that? Just to give me an example of what the kinds of tools that he's using. I don't want to get a whole big long discussion about it, but it was fun talking to him about that stuff. And
now, you worked for one day. It was a one-day shoot.
Margaret, let's not get into it, okay?
Well, it was a rather long day.
No, it wasn't. Not necessarily. It was good. It was a lot of fun. And flew up and flew back. The thing that was a drag was, I had a hard time sleeping when I was there.
Well, that's an exciting town, man. You got to sleep with the curtains closed. You can't have them drawn, and you're looking out on the city.
Maybe that was it, because I just could not, for the life of me, sleep. And then the other thing is, there's all kinds of food. If you're trying to keep it at 2,000 calories a day and you go to Las Vegas, forget it, Jack.
Yeah, so you busted it, huh?
I bet you busted your diet. Well, you start eating all kinds of candy bar and everything like that.
What did you do? What did you eat?
I didn't eat candy bars, but I had, like, for dinner, I had, what the hell was it? I had Penny Primavera.
Who's she? I'm kidding.
Yeah. And,
geez, that's a pasta dish.
Pasta? Are you out of your mind or something?
Well, that's what it looked really good to me. And then I had, like, a salad and stuff like that. So, yeah, you can't avoid it. Forget it. So, That's why, you know, a couple times a year, probably going to Las Vegas is a good thing for me, man. Now, this is Thursday, and we're going to be doing day 8 of our Phil Henry Challenge today. And to that end, we have Bobby Dooley, I believe, Margaret, right, to his...
Yeah, Bobby is going to be today's voice. We're going to be talking to her in a moment, and she'll give us the key phrase that we want people to repeat. And then we'll, you know... give that to everyone, and everyone can hashtag it Phil Henry Challenge.
Right. So today, once you hear Bobby's phrase, we want you to do the phrase either on Instagram, on Facebook, or on Twitter, and then hashtag it Phil Henry Challenge, and, you know, you're groovy, you're off to the races. So let's get Bobby going here out there in Western Estates with her husband, Steve, today. Or are you Christmas shopping, Bobby?
Yeah, Phil, right now we are, we're in West Los Angeles, and Steve and I just thought we'd stop off and use the phone here. Although, I either that's a car alarm.
I think it's a police officer down there. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you pretty good. We're all over the board today with the, is that a cop?
I think it's a...
Yeah, a lot of times those police officers will go by, Mr. Henry, I don't know if they'll go, da-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, Phil was on the phone with his engineer, Adam Chavez, the other night. And, Phil, you said that the...
Yeah, Adam's in Barcelona, Spain, or was in Barcelona, Spain. And it was interesting.
Are you going to be talking about someone other than us? Because we can hang up and call back.
No, you can stay on the line, Bobby. It's all right. I mean...
Mr., you talk about going to Spain, and that makes us look like... What are we...
Doesn't make you look like anything.
I think what Steve's trying to say is that it's a little more glamorous than us standing here on the west side. Is that a cop?
It sounds like a car alarm, Bobby.
What?
That's a cop. Usually they'll go by, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. The other night I'm talking to Adam, and he's in Barcelona, and he's sitting there, and...
Phil, slow it down, all right? You don't have to impress everybody.
Yeah, I know. We're here, Mr. Henry.
All right, but I'm just trying to get the story out. Adam is in Spain with his girlfriend. They're on vacation. We had a problem. I call him up. He's got his laptop, and we're on FaceTime, and all kinds of stuff. And he's also on TeamViewer, so he's looking at my computer and trying to figure out what's going on. And he's sitting on a street, and I'm hearing all that stuff, you know, all those noises.
Oh, so you heard, like, the Mexican cops.
Yeah, the cops in Mexico do that, Phil.
He was in Spain, not Mexico.
It's Spain, you guys, not Mexico.
Oh, okay, because the cops over there will go, na-na-na-na-na.
Steve does the Doppler. It's called the Doppler effect.
Yeah, it's called the Doppler effect, Mr. Henry. When the car goes by.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it goes like, so if it's way far away.
Do it, Steve. Do it for them. Listen to this.
If it's way far away, it goes na 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 na.
Isn't that uncanny? And we heard that one time. We were watching. I forget what it was. What was it, Steve?
It was like the Peddler, or one of those British TV, it was a spy or a British detective show called The Pickler, or the Peddler or something.
Yeah, it was something like that, The Pickler, and he's walking down the street, and then they did the, go ahead.
Yeah. Na, 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 na.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Bobby, that's really interesting, but we're here for the Phil Henry Challenge.
I know you are, but...
What's wrong to tell you about it?
That's great, Steve. So so you saw a TV show once.
Yeah, about the...
Told you. Have you not heard how the European sirens are different?
I've heard the European sirens. Yeah, they are different. They use that that thing that you were talking about.
Yeah, but like the way American siren will go...
Wait. Steve does this really good. Go ahead. This is the Doppler effect.
Yeah, it's the Doppler effect, Mr. Ernie.
Did you hear how it changed?
Yeah, so you gotta change it.
I understand the Doppler effect.
What's the Doppler effect, anyway?
Well, it's the sound travels at a certain speed.
Bobby, if you don't mind. Sound travels at...
I think Bobby's got it.
Yeah, sound travels at a certain speed, bud. And as the sound wave gets closer to you, it alters the tonality. Okay, the tonality, right, Steve?
Yeah, it alters the tonality.
It alters the tonality. Okay, and so as it gets closer...
I think Phil would know this, since this is his business.
Well, I'm explaining it to the young man. So as it gets closer, it'll go... Do it, Steve.
Yeah, as it gets closer, it goes... Na, 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 na.
See how it changed?
Yeah, I mean, it changed, but that was him doing it on purpose.
Is it, the sound wave wasn't bouncing off of him, was it?
What?
Okay, we get the example. They're giving an example, Bud, all right?
Well, I think that Phil is a little bit more familiar with audio and...
Well, I'd be fine, but I mean, I do it real good.
Steve does it good.
Yeah, Steve, you do it real good, so you probably understand it better.
I know you're being sarcastic, Mr. Ender. That's okay. I still admire you and think you're a great guy and everything. No, 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 no. But that's how they do it, Bud.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mr.
My name is Dooley.
We're the Dooleys, hello.
Okay, that is Mr. Bozell.
Bozell, man. Oh, boy. All right, Phil Henry Show here.
Wait, what's Bozell, man?
But he thought you were Steve Bozell. All right, this is the Phil Henry Show. Going to be right back, right after these messages, because, Bobby, I want you to hang on. We're going to do Phil Henry Challenge. Boy, that, is that a...
It's not a car alarm, it's a cop, right, Steve?
Yeah, it is. It's going,
It ain't doing that, man. It's going, I think that's a freaking car alarm. So we'll take a break. You guys can move to a quieter area. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Stop it.
This portion of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by Elsie's Floodwear. Slacks that go to the knees and nothing more. Elsie's Floodwear may not look stylish, but friend, if you want to get through a flood, high water, or you just want to look like dork of the day because you're tired of people saying, wow, nice pants, Elsie's Floodwear is for you. Elsie's Floodwear comes in 5 different sizes, short, mini, and way up there. Elsie's Floodwear can get as high as the bottom end of your ball sack. What a crude, filthy thing to say. Ow! Elsie's Floodwear. You want to look like the dork of a lifetime, or just get across the street, with people pointing and laughing. Elsie's Floodwear. Elsie's Floodwear, available at Macadamia's in the mall. The rich, creamy taste of Fudgler's. Hello, I'm Dennis Fudgler, and we make butter. Oh, you thought it was fudge. No, our name is Fudgler, but Fudgler's means butter. Fudgler's means butter. Spread it on a piece of toast, or on a cracker, or anything you can spread butter on. And you know what that might be? Hi, Dennis Fudgler here. I'll tell you something. I kept my marriage together with Fudgler's Butter in the deli section.
And welcome back, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We wanted to play for you a little something here from Marie Ross.
Marie Ross, one of our listeners in Belgium. And Marie is playing clarinet here on a beautiful piece called Allegretto Gracioso.
Allegretto Gracioso.
Is this a classical music?
Better believe it, Jack.
This is Brahms' composition.
A lot of you guys might know Marie. She's on her Facebook page, and she's a follower of her. I think she's a BSP. And Marie is playing clarinet.
And Petra Sommelier is on piano. And Claire Lise Dimitre is on cello.
Now, these are historical instruments, General.
Right, so meaning these are the actual... historical instruments.
Yeah, the historical instruments.
What does that mean?
That's a good question.
It means the instruments are very old. They're the original instruments, I suppose, that were played when Brahms was alive.
Now, that's a guess. That's exactly right.
Well, you didn't know that. You're just guessing.
No, but I mean, I think that that's what the case is. This was recorded on September the 9th through the 12th in 2018 in Belgium. Produced and engineered by Dirk Fischer. And many thanks to a great many people, the Auckland Faculty Research Development Fund, for its support of this project. This was mailed, I think, Marie, did you mail this to me from New Zealand? We got friends and family and all kinds of folks in New Zealand. That's beautiful.
So that is the Allegretto Gracioso.
Well, I mean, you know.
You mean, you know what?
Let's go, man.
What's your story?
I mean, I like it and everything, but people are going to go, what?
We're playing a little bit of classical music, okay, to kind of jazz this joint up a little bit, if you don't mind.
Hold on, just get her. She's going to be very angry.
Who's going to be angry?
Hold on. Bobby. Hi, Bobby, it's Margaret.
What is going on? Are you... Steve says that you're pulling your dick...
Okay,
get her straightened out.
Bobby, hi, you can't talk that way. I said...
What do you mean I can't? I'm trying to...
You were on the air there, Bobby, talking about us...
pulling your dick.
Ow! You just dropped the phone on your foot, you ass.
Bobby Dooley,
Yes, I know who she is. Bobby Dooley is going to join us now, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby, we're playing a little bit of classical music, if you don't mind.
That is fine. I've got no problem with that. I can't hear myself think. Can I...
Sorry, Bobby. We're playing some classical music from one of our listeners, Marie Ross. Do you recall Marie?
Yeah, I think I know Marie from your Facebook page. She's a lovely little girl with red hair. She looks almost like she's punk, right, Steve?
Marie Ross is almost like she's punk, only she plays a clarinet.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so that's what Marie's playing there for us, right? There's Marie.
That's great, Mr. Andy, but this was supposed to be my segment. You guys are playing paddling.
She's got to be pissed off.
Ask me if I care. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Marie, thank you so much. And you know what? That's on Centaur Records, Centaur Tapes, Centaur CDs.
You don't even play CDs, so how is it that you're...
Well, we downloaded. Marie sent me the link for the download, and I appreciate that very much, and it's very pretty. You know, we don't get enough class in this world, man. Class and taste and some of the original things. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You know what I'm talking about. So we're not always wallowing in the stupidity of life, that we got a little bit of...
Yeah, you got some classical music and everything, and you can go through life, you know, just, yeah, you know, I
What, man? Well, you can't even define it, can you, bud?
I took a bath and I have a class...
You have a what?
I got on a suit.
You mean a tuxedo?
Yeah, I got a tuxedo.
So in other words, having class to you, bud, is taking a bath and wearing... Oh, that was beautiful.
Oh, my God. It sounded like, Phil, you're in stage 6 of emphysema. I'm Margaret Gray.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Yeah.
Class is taking a bath and wearing a tuxedo. This is Marie. Marie is playing here on... What cut is this, Margaret?
I think this is Vivoque, or Vivoque, you know.
And Margaret, you don't even know how to pronounce it.
Yes, I do.
V-I-V-A-C-E, if this is the one after, yeah. And so again, that's Marie on clarinet, Petra Somley on piano, and Claire Lise Demetre on cello.
Oh, get a load of you with the whole, you know, Demetre.
Yeah, I know how to do that stuff. Johann Brahms died in 1897. He was 64 years of age.
You applauded that for, man.
All right, bud. Thank you very, very much, Marie. We'll try and play that at a later date when we don't have all the distractions. And I really don't appreciate it at all, Bobby, with the whole pulling the you-know-what.
We're on the program, Phil, to... Hold on for a minute. I forgot. I can't hear myself think because this cop is out here.
Cop out here, Miss Henry.
That's a car alarm for the 900th time.
What an ass. We told you that it was a police officer, and to be yelled at like that, Mr. Henry.
You're giving me the whole Doppler effect. You're in Hollywood, right?
No, we're on the West Side.
Oh, man. Phil's lost it. We need someone, anyone, with any broadcast experience to come down to his studios now and take over.
No, I'm just... That, you don't think that was funny?
No, I don't. I think...
You think I've lost it?
You've lost it on account of her losing it.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Ms. Dooley, that was weird, man. Huh? I understand you're piss off. I understand about you being piss off. Yes. I mean, we all get that way, but you just have to put a lid on it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, bud. Very good. Can I talk to her now?
Hold on. Mr. Andy, what's that? Yeah, I'd be happy to. Oh, he's going to turn 21, huh?
Give me the freaking phone. Bobby, what was that about?
I'm sorry, Phil. I really am. I'm beside myself. I've got a lot of nerves because of this Day 8 challenge. We have coming up this weekend the Wintertacular.
The winter, this early in the year?
Yes, this early in the year. About a million people screaming at me because of climate change. They're saying it's colder earlier, and they want to do it, you know?
You don't think that's a cop?
No, I think that's a car alarm, and I don't want to hear any more about it.
Right, because it sounded to me like...
Yeah, see, Steve sings it.
That's great if Steve sings it. That's not a European siren, man. That's an American siren.
What?
That's not going...
If he comes by again, I'll show you.
No, you ain't going to show me anything, because that's not what it was doing. It was just a regular old
car alarm sounding siren.
Apparently, Margaret said...
Right there, Miss Henry, hear it?
Yeah, that's not... Da-na-na-na.
What?
That's not the one you were doing.
I don't know.
It sounds a little bit like it. Just go ahead, Steve. I think it's really cool the way it does that, don't you?
It's so great. It really is. But we have to get to...
Okay, so you're being sarcastic?
No, I'm not. But we got to get to challenge, the Phil Hendry Challenge, day 8, okay? So if you guys wouldn't mind, get to someplace a little bit more quiet. I'd appreciate that.
All right. We're going to duck in over here. There's a Kool-Aid Rom. This is a donut shop. Hi. Hold on, Phil. Can I get one of the Krullers? Or a Bear Claw?
Apple Fritter.
He wants the apple fritter.
Yeah, can I get an apple fritter?
It's called apple fritter.
I know what it's called, thank you. I'm sorry? How much? Well, you Persians really... All right, that's fine.
Bobby, can we not get racial and call... We're on the air right now. People can hear this.
I'm sorry. I just mentioned you Persians are real penny pinchers, and I mean that as a... No, I mean it's a compliment. He's Iranian, Phil.
That's very nice.
Oh.
Mr. Ernie, you talk to my wife like that. Hey, wait, hold on. Mr. Ernie, listen to this. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, you do it one more time, and there's not going to be any Bobby Dooley participation in the Day 8 Challenge, okay?
Why would you say that?
Because I'm listening to you talking like a bigot to that Iranian man, or whoever he is.
Wait, there it is again.
Yeah.
It's a car alarm, man. Hey, Dooley, this is General Shaw. That's called a car alarm.
All right. Well, it reminds me, though, of the TV show when we saw the peddler.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, and the British show, and it went, no.
They don't care, Steve. You know, Phil, for the many years that I've been on your program and the many different ways that...
That you've been on the program.
Oh, I see. So, was that sexual? Because...
No, I'm just trying to, as Phil likes to say, move it along.
In the many ways that I've been on your program and the many years I've been on your program, Mr. Henry, in the many different ways that I've been on your program, I forget.
She forgot what she was going to say because of all the interruptions.
Yeah, okay. Bobby, welcome to the show. I hope you're in a quieter area.
We're over here at this donut shop.
Okay.
We've just finished up some Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
All right, so tomorrow or today is day 8 of the Phil Hendry Challenge. Bobby Dooley, give us the phrase.
All right, I want everybody out there who wants to do an impression of me, and by the way, Steve and I have been listening very carefully. I think in some instances, Phil has been very kind, because I think a lot of your impressions, you know...
Yeah, they lack...
They lack in a certain...
No, they don't. They were very, very good.
I thought they were very, very good.
You know, you're saying that just to kiss up.
Yeah, to try to kiss up. You don't want to do that.
We're not trying to kiss up. Just give us your phrase.
All right, here it is. From the Western States Homeowners Association. We have our winter tackler coming up, so I want you to say this. Hi, I'm Bobby Dooley, inviting you to the Western States Homeowners Association winter tackler. Everybody, or no, wait, hold on for a minute.
Wait, now you got to get it right.
Okay, here it is. Hi, everybody. It's Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association, inviting you to our winter tackler. Yay!
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. It's Bobby Dooley.
Hi, everybody. It's Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association.
Yes, inviting you to our winter tacular. Yay.
That's it.
Okay, folks, you got it. All of you who want to partake in the Phil Hendry Challenge, day 8, it's Bobby Dooley. Hi, everybody. This is Bobby Dooley from the Western States.
See, you carved it up.
You're butchering it alive.
Let me do it again one more time. Hi, everybody. I'm Bobby Dooley.
Okay.
I'm Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. God damn it.
Wait, Bobby, I got it.
No. Hi, everybody. I'm Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, inviting you to our Wintertacular. Yay!
Yeah. And that shows how excited we are.
You guys have been doing the Wintertacular now for over 20 years, Bobby, right?
Yes, Phil. This is going to be our 22nd year, and we're very, very excited about it.
Winter Tackler is always fun. It starts off with a snowball, and I do the tiki dance as usual.
Steve does his tiki dance where he strips, you know.
What do you mean he strips?
No, he's down to his bathing suit, But it's kind of like the Polar Bear Club.
Yeah, I do a little bit of a Polar Bear Club.
What do you mean Polar Bear Club, man? Are you going in the pool?
Yeah, but I'm going, I do a tiki dance. And then the Winter Queen comes out, played by Bobby, and she says, "Go away, tiki dance." Go, she goes, "Go away, right, Bobby?"
I say, "Go away, pagan god. It's the Wintertacular. It's not the warmth of the South Sea trade winds." And then I shove him in the pool with the lit tiki torch. Okay.
And that extinguishes everything.
Right. And then we turn out the lights, and we all go into the community center, and we leave Steve there. Now, he has to stay there in case we get a lot of these nosy kids who go around and say, "Ooh, is he still there? Did he?" So Steve stays there and sort of floats in the pool for a while.
Yeah, if any kids come by, I go, "Ooh," like I'm a monstrosity, see?
We like to keep it realistic. Okay, Mr. Henry? Okay?
Yeah, I didn't know. That is being very devoted.
You do all of that just to keep the realism.
So Mr. Bozell, I mean, not Mr. Bozell,
Say Bozell one more time. I'm going to come through the goddamn phone because I'm...
Why'd you do that? When she starts, the two of you getting butch, it's a problem.
I didn't do it, Phil.
Yeah, you can't go butch. I know you got angry, but I understand that.
You angered me, Phil, all right?
Okay, I understand that, but we're just trying to determine here. So Steve stays in the pool for how long?
He stays in the pool until I come out. I see that there's no one around. And then I'll shoot a flare, because that's the only thing you can see from underwater.
From underwater? He's under the water of the pool.
Yes, he has a snorkel.
And he's looking...
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to get your kicks at our expense, huh? Okay.
All right, that's fine.
No, I'm not. Bobby, can I say something?
Phil, you get your laughs...
No, this is going to be a good thing, I swear to God.
You get your laughs at our expense... I get it.
No, this is a good thing, Bobby. I love you. I really do.
My wife that way?
You love me?
I, honest to God, I do. Your worldview, Bobby, is fantastic. I was going to say is phenomenal, and I wanted to say fantastic, and it came out as fantastic.
All right, that's a new word.
As long as you're not coming on to my wife, Mr. Henry.
No, I'm not coming on to your wife. I'm saying both of you, Steve, you and Bobby, you make the world a better place. You got some goofy ideas.
Well, you know, I'm very eccentric. We know that.
Yeah, both of us are eccentric.
You really are. You're very eccentric. You got some goofball ideas. The fact that Steve stays underwater, that you come out, you have a flare gun? Now, where do you get the flare gun?
Well, flare guns are easy to find. You can get them at Army, Navy. But I have a flare gun. Yeah, you can get them at Army, Navy, or wherever. And I shoot a flare. And Steve can see that.
Now, what about the rest of the people? They see the flare?
Yeah, they think that means, and the Wintertacular has begun. But really, it's so Steve can see it from underwater, and he knows there's no kids creeping around, and he can get out of the pool, dry off, get into his, into his Wintertacular. He has to get into the King of the Tacular, right, Steve?
I get into the King of the Tacular outfit, which is long as a tuxedo coat, skin-tight pants, really skin-tight, sucked right up, and then 2-inch heel boots.
Goodbye.
No, please don't hang up, please. They can't hang up anyway.
No, they can't.
You can't hang up, Bobby.
I know that. It's pissing me off.
All right.
So now you said you loved us, and now you're laughing at me.
You wear tuxedo tails, skin-tight pants, and 2-inch high-heel boots.
So it's effeminate?
Let me ask you, is he wearing a shirt?
Of course not.
No, he looks great. Thank you. I love both of you. I wish you could come to the Wintertacular.
Well, Phil, there's always 2 tickets waiting for you.
I know, but we're going to go over to a party. There's a couple of parties we're going to. I'll try to make it.
Get a load of you. So you're just too big?
Yeah, well, you're too big.
No, all right. I tell you what, we will make it.
Phil, that would be exciting if you would.
We're going to be there. We'll be there. We'll be there, okay? What time does it start?
It starts at 7. The tiki dance begins at 6:30. And then I'll say... Tiki God be gone. It's a Wintertacular. And I shove him in, and then Steve goes underwater with a snorkel. Now, the snorkel's sitting on a ledge underneath. He has to strap that on, and I tell everyone, okay, nothing more to see here, folks. And we herd everybody out of the pool area and get them over to the community center. If there's any kids hanging around, we get them out of there, and then I shoot the flare.
Okay, that is beautiful.
You're laughing at us, I can tell.
I can sort of tell that you are.
No, I'm not. I swear to God. Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Wintertacular, we're going to be there this weekend at Western Estates. Starts at 7 o'clock. I guess it's not open to the public.
No, it's only open to Western States homeowners. But if you're an invited guest, as Mr. Henry is, then you can come in.
Yeah. So find out if you've been invited.
Find out if you've been invited, which means find out, you know, if you, if, well, if you know someone there.
Right.
There it is, right there.
Thank you very, very much, Bobby and Steve Dooley and all. I love you all. I'm telling you.
Well, that was an interesting moment there where you said that you loved her.
I do. You know what? I can't. How can I be unhappy and upset at this time of year?
Well, get a load of you with all of the Christmas spirit.
No, it's not really that. It's just for some reason, Bobby, her lunacy just is tripping me out. All right, so the Day 8 challenge today is Bobby Dooley's. Hi, everybody. I'm Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
Yeah, you almost forgot, Mr. Henry.
No, I didn't. Hi, everybody. I'm Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And welcome to the Wintertacular. Yay!
Well, so I think it's time for the Wintertacular.
All right, it's time for something like that. We're allowing people to ad-lib off that stuff. Do your Bobby Dooley impression. Hashtag it Phil Henry Challenge. Put it on either Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. And we will collect as many of these as we can before 8 p.m. tonight Pacific and post them on either Instagram, whatever the hell else.
Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
Right. And we'll post them, and then you cats can watch those, and you can dig it. And by the way, Bruce Vaught got...
yeah, we got a message from Bruce Vaught. He got his Blow-Go mug, and I'm sure by now a lot of guys have got the Blow-Go.
This is the Go Blow a Goat mug, which I find to be completely tasteless and certainly lacking in the spirit, Phil.
Well, you know, we thought it would be a cool way to kick it off and a cool way to promote Vernon Dozier's mug. All right, folks.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. General Gaiman Shaw, your move.
Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice?
What a year, man. What a year.
Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice?
Shoots a flare and Steve knows he can come up for air.
I don't like the way you said that. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I personally would like us to ease back on the whole stocking stuffer thing and,
Yeah, you're thinking about it, it's dirty.
I think some people use it as dirty, yes.
Santa came down the chimney, half past three, y'all. Left all in my good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice?